to item four, to item five. Mike, introduce yourself, and let me ask the staff as they come up later today to introduce yourself, since we have two new commission members.
My name is Mike Johnson. I'm an environmental engineer with the Habitat Management Division. I've been working there for approximately 2 years, and before that, I was with Fisheries for five.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir, and good morning, associate commission members. Joint Base Langley-Eustis is requesting authorization to install up to 12 times per year a 24-foot-wide temporary causeway, which will extend 1,210 feet channel or to mean low water, with 24,960 square feet of decking, and to excavate 185 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom and 410 cubic yards of jurisdictional beach and dune to facilitate the temporary causeway installation as part of military training exercises along the James River at the Anzio Beach area of Joint Base Langley-Eustis in the city of Newport News. The project requires a subaqueous permit and a coastal primary sand dune beach permit. And that's the reason you're hearing this today, is because the city of Newport News has not passed their beach and dune ordinance, and as such, this commission is functioning as the beach and dune board. Again, the project area is along the James River in the city of Newport News at Joint Base Langley-Eustis, approximately in this red circle here. For reference, this is the James River Bridge here, and Jamestown is located right up here. Zooming in a little closer, again, the project area is encircled in red and centered approximately right here. Just again for reference, this is the Warwick River coming up this way behind the base. This is a picture of the Anzio Beach area, Fort Eustis. This area is a sandy area that's been created with, you know, has pocket beaches have been created through the creation of offshore breakwaters and a revetment tying in here. They're proposing to have two locations to install these temporary causeways. The first one that we're designating the primary location is located on this pocket beach here. This pocket beach has been used extensively over the past few years for military training exercises, including the installation of these pier stabbing. They're also requesting to have an alternate location located on this pocket beach up here, and this is just in case they can't perform military exercises here because of other ongoing considerations at the primary location. The primary, as I said earlier, the primary location has been used extensively and has actually lost its dune characteristics because of the activities going on there, while the alternate location is in a more pristine state with dune features present, and I'll be able to show you pictures of those in a few minutes. This is a simple drawing showing how the causeway will fit into the beach. The causeway itself is a modular design. It's basically assembled offshore at a staging area, and once assembled, it's moved into place by tugboats. And the installation on the beach is accomplished through the excavation of what they term a duck pond, which is an area that's 90 feet long, extending from the subtidal area up onto the beach, 40 feet wide, and excavated up to a depth of 5 feet below the original sediment surface levels. Once this excavation is completed, the causeway is floated into position onto the beach, and then the sand is then moved back, stabilizing the causeway on the beach. All the excavation done for this project will be done mechanically through bulldozers, which will basically pull the sand back onto the beach with the causeway being installed and then the sand placed around the causeway itself. This is the configuration of the causeway. It's a little hard to see, but basically the causeway, as I said, is modular in design. Each module is 80 feet long by 24 feet wide. With a maximum width of the causeway itself will be 120 feet in this decking area offshore, with a maximum length of 1,280 feet, and then 90 feet of the duck pond itself. And again, just showing here the installation of the duck pond itself coming up onto the beach with the mean low water mark, some area of intertidal area excavated, as well as areas above mean high water excavated as well. Again, note there's no dune line marked here compared as to the secondary location where they have shown a dune line that will be impacted as well. The configuration would be the same at the secondary location as the primary location. This is the photo showing of the primary location area looking offshore. As you can see, it opens up into an open water situation. This is the edge of the revetment and marsh over here. As you can see, a sandy beach. Looking back onshore, you can see this area has been heavily impacted over the years through military training exercises, and there is a lack of dune features here, so we're just for that consideration. This is the secondary location. So the primary location is on the other side of this marshy area. This is the revetment again, tying in the salt marsh area. As you can see, we see a small dune feature starting back here. And again, this is looking towards the north. You can see the breakwater here. So this is the pocket beach. Again, we see the formation of a small dune area and dune vegetation behind the area. This is a closer shot of the dune vegetation itself. As part of the public review process, there were two oyster leases offshore that these piers would be encroaching over. Both of these lease owners were notified. One did come back and ask us a few questions about the project, but once we relayed to him that these causeways were temporary in nature and would not permanently impact his leases, he decided he had no problem with the project itself. Forgive me while I read from your eval, but in summary, staff understands the need to conduct military exercises to maintain a state of readiness. The excavation of the subaqueous bottom, as well as the beach and dune area, is temporary, and if all the excavated areas are returned to the previous natural contours, the staff feels the public benefits of the project outweigh any detriments caused by the temporary excavation and encroachment. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205A, and 28.2-1403-10B of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with a permit condition to return all excavated areas to their previous natural contours at the end of each exercise. I'll be glad to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions, Mr. Johnson, at this point?
Mr. Fox.
What are the black lines there?
I'm not sure. I'm assuming that they might be indicating possible anchor points offshore to stabilize the pier statting.
Okay. But that whole structure is floating.
The whole structure is floating.
Until it comes to the beach.
The only place it's not floating is on the beach itself.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Is the applicant represented?
The applicant is represented here today.
Do they wish to be heard?
Only if you have any questions.
Okay.
What are the black lines?
Please come up. Please come up to the podium. And now that you've come up, I've got to swear you in. So, do you solemnly swear the testimony you'll give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So, if you got, let us have your name.
Second Lieutenant Benjamin Nault. I'm part of the unit that installs these piers. Those black lines are actually just the cables that lead to the anchors that anchor us offshore.
Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Mr. Beck.
They said it's all floating.
Yes, sir.
No pilings.
No pilings.
What keeps it straight when there's a hurricane?
Well, we won't have it in place if there's a hurricane. Typically, if there's a...
Oh, you can move it?
Yes, sir. We actually float it there. It only has a foot and a half draft to it.
And how long is it, when you put it there, how long does it stay there?
It stays there for however long the exercise is, typically about 4 days.
About 4 days, then you pick the entire thing up until the next exercise, correct? So it's not there more often than it is there.
Right.
Okay. So part of the exercise is deploying it.
Yes, that is the main part of the exercise. It's just getting the beach ready for it, putting it in there, and then validating other units.
Interest,
yes.
Okay. Anything else? Thank you. Yes. Thank you for your service, too. Any final comments of the commission or questions? Can we get a motion on item 5? Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve staff recommendation with regard to item 5.
Seconded by Mr. Robbins. Any comments on the motion? Ready to vote? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.